Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we continue to build on our vision for One Atlanta, I want to thank everyone here today for all you've done to build our city's prosperity and for supporting our inclusive mission to bring equity to every neighborhood in Atlanta. Our transformation is well underway. If you read the newspapers, watch TV news, or even have a social media account, you know that Atlanta is a magnet for attention. Even my mac and cheese, which my sister can tell you was lovely and delicious, was trending on Twitter. But in our Atlanta way, we turned our haters into our motivators. With our More Than Mac campaign with Kroger, thank you, Kelly, we raised more than $37,000. And we'll provide more than 148,000 meals to those in need through the Atlanta Community Food Bank. I've spoken often about our mission to be One Atlanta, to be a safe, efficient, transparent, and resilient city. Equity is the cornerstone of all we do. Last year, we celebrated Atlanta's highest score ever on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. This measures a city's laws, policies, and services for the protection of its LGBTQ community, and we are proud that Atlanta remains a national leader. Our goal to become One Atlanta is the filter through which we make every decision. That includes working hard, long and in advance, to prepare for the 2020 census. As we head toward National Census Day, April 1st, we are enlisting our resources to make sure that everyone counts by making sure that we count everyone. We've identified nearly 80,000 previously excluded addresses already. By counting these Atlantans, we will potentially add $100 million in federal funding for public services each year. I'm proud to say that there are two other major cities in our country who are working to replicate our One Atlanta Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. Atlanta continues to set trends, not follow them. Public safety remains a top priority. Last year, overall crime in Atlanta was down by 2%. Violent crime was down 15%. And we took more than 1,500 guns off the streets. But we can and must do better. We took the bold and necessary step to raise police officer salaries by 30%. That represents the largest pay increase for officers in the department's 146-year history. With continued support from the Atlanta Police Department, we are committed to leveraging a multi-jurisdictional approach to achieve a further reduction in crime in 2019. We also look forward to providing additional training for our officers so they can have more understanding of the communities they serve. Atlanta is a national model for community policing. We forge community partnerships to help reduce crime. We have one of the most diverse police forces in the country. We're always looking for cutting-edge ways to train our officers. As we know, you cannot protect without cultivating mutual respect. In the spirit of One Atlanta, our administration has ushered in the most sweeping ethics and transparency reforms in the city's history, and people have taken notice. As a result of our reforms, we have been honored for our open government policies by the Georgia First Amendment Foundation. We launched the Open Checkbook Online Portal, which allows the public easy access to information about city spending. Open Checkbook now includes more than $2 billion in spending and more than 100,000 individual expenditures online. We knew it was a success when the press published stories based on information they found on Open Checkbook. In the coming months, we look forward to expanding our ethics oversight. We have already passed credit card legislation, which adds new restrictions for cardholders, as well as legislation restricting bonuses. We have also established a task force for the promotion of public trust to take a holistic view of our ethics code and make recommendations for the city to consider. During our campaign, I pledged that we would leverage $1 billion towards housing affordability. We have appointed Atlanta's first chief housing officer to coordinate our ambitious efforts around affordable housing. In our first year, with the help of our partners, already $100 million in public funds have been invested to create thousands of units of affordable housing. By 2026, our goal is to produce and preserve 20,000 units of affordable housing within the city of Atlanta. One of our top priorities is ensuring that longtime residents can remain in their neighborhoods. Let me give you a few examples. Ariane Barco is a single mother. When she fell on hard times, she and her four children, ages 2 to 15, were forced into the street and lived in shelters for a year. Through our partner agency, Atlanta Housing, the family secured a rental home, and the children have improved their grades in school because they now have stable housing and now have their own space where they are able to grow and thrive. Edward Pearson is a Marine Corps veteran who moved between shelters, became ill, was hospitalized, and ultimately lost his job. Through our strong community partner, Quest Communities, Mr. Pearson was able to find housing with affordable rent. He has now renewed his relationship with his family and was even able to meet his grandson for the first time, a young man who attends Morehouse College. I understand they live just 2 minutes from each other now. Mr. Pearson's advice to people in his situation is simple. Don't be afraid to ask for help and never give up. Gentrification is no justification for pushing people out of neighborhoods who's been there for decades. People like Carolyn Jackson. Mrs. Jackson has lived in her home in Southwest Atlanta for 42 years. She lost her husband when he was just 33 years old. She raised two children on her own, working at Grady Hospital as a certified nursing assistant for 30 years. She's currently caring for her 15-year-old grandson. Like many seniors, she's found it challenging to keep up with major home repairs. Last year, Invest Atlanta established the owner-occupied rehab program to help people like Mrs. Jackson. Through forgivable loans, Mrs. Jackson fixed her roof and repaired leaks throughout her house. Thanks to the owner-occupied rehab program, Mrs. Jackson will now be able to remain in the house that she has called home for more than four decades. She has not quit on Atlanta, and the city of Atlanta has not quit on her. All these residents are here with us today, and I would like them to stand so that they can be recognized. We've listened and we've responded with laser focus when our neighbors tell us about the things that frustrate them on a daily basis. Through our Fight the Blight program, we achieved the city's largest demolition of dilapidated structures in recent history with the tearing down of three abandoned buildings on Bolton Road in Northwest Atlanta. Cheering us on were the seniors in the community and the children in the daycare across the street. We hear about potholes all of the time. Whether sitting in a meeting with a billionaire in Buckhead or shopping on the cereal aisle at the Cascade Kroger, potholes unite us. As of today, we have repaired 18,408 potholes during my term in office. That's 16,000 more than in all of 2017. Last October, we launched our ATL311 app, and we will continue to fix potholes as we now expand our focus on beautifying our public spaces. While our residents deserve and expect a beautiful Atlanta, symbolism is important as well. We define who we are when we rename Confederate Avenue as United Avenue. We tell the world what we value and who we treasure when we change the name of Freedom Parkway to honor one of the greatest heroes in our time, John Lewis. And as a reminder to communities that we will never forget, we are organizing the Atlanta Children's Memorial Commission to explore a lasting and appropriate way to remember the victims of the Atlanta child murders. The pain never goes away, but by acknowledging their lives in a permanent setting, we pay tribute to them now and for generations to come. In the spirit of One Atlanta, we look forward to converting our city jail from a building designed for mass incarceration to one that will provide access to opportunity for those who need it. We are One Atlanta. Our elimination of cash bail bonds sent a message that poverty was no longer a crime in the city of Atlanta. Now cities and governments across the country are following our example. When I signed an executive order closing our doors to ICE, we said that Atlanta would no longer be complicit in the federal policy of family separation at the border. To paraphrase Audre Lorde, our silence will not protect us. Because we are One Atlanta, we will not be silent in the face of injustice. For the first time ever, we've set aside money in the budget to combat the high rate of HIV/AIDS in our city. We're also hiring a chief health officer who will create strategies that will drive down the rate of new infections. With the partnership of the Elton John Foundation, we will take the fight against HIV to another level. I'm excited about that partnership, obviously, for its impact, but it also allowed me a groupie moment recently when I met Sir Elton in Atlanta. Sir Elton shared with me that my father, Major Lance, gave him his first professional music job. At the end of their tour of Europe, Sir Elton described the tie that my father took from his neck and gave to him. He then began to sing my dad's hit song, Because my mother's genes were far stronger than my dad's, I can't sing or dance, but I'd like to think I make a pretty good mayor. She likes to tell me she gave me the best that she had to give, though. Because we are one Atlanta, we must expand mobility options to connect all of our neighborhoods. I've spoken publicly about my grandmother who rode MARTA to work every day for 30 years to Davison's and Macy's at Lenox Square Mall. I've spoken about the generational impact her ability to simply get to and from work has had on my family. Like my grandmother, there are many working families who rely on public transportation. But the importance of transportation extends beyond buses and trains. Atlanta has a public works department that fixes our roads. We have a planning department that thinks about ways those roads can better serve more people. And we have TSPLOS, Renew Atlanta, which has been entrusted with making long-term investments in Atlanta's transportation future. These departments do a good job, but to do a great job, they need to operate from the same playbook. So today, I'm proud to announce that I am creating Atlanta's first dedicated Department of Transportation, a one-stop shop combining the work of many of these departments to better deliver for Atlanta's mobility future. Thank you to our staff and our key community partners who worked for months to make this major announcement possible. We look forward to introducing legislation to the Atlanta City Council next week to formally begin the establishment of this department. Transportation is the lifeblood of our city. Atlanta has owned and operated the world's busiest airport for 21 consecutive years and the world's most efficient airport for the last 16 years in a row. With Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport operating at peak proficiency, we are more confident than ever in the power of Atlanta. You cannot best the best. We've enjoyed a strong working relationship with the state and look forward to that relationship continuing. One great example of the strength of our collaboration was the execution of the Gulch Deal, which represents the single largest development in Atlanta in nearly 50 years. The redevelopment of the Gulch will introduce a new era of prosperity, energy, and connectivity around downtown and the west side of Atlanta. It will bring in millions of dollars in investment, thousands of job opportunities, money for workforce training, and affordable housing units. I want to again thank the Atlanta City Council, the Atlanta Board of Education, and all of our partners who helped make this transformational deal a reality. In the spirit of creating One Atlanta, just a few months ago, I joined with the Atlanta Committee for Progress and CEOs of several Atlanta-based companies to announce the launch of the Center for Workforce Innovation. This center will prepare students at Atlanta Technical College for well-paying, high-demand jobs. Everything from airline mechanics to plumbers to engineers to coding professionals. The Center for Workforce Innovation will build a pipeline for the local talent needed to strengthen our business community and attract future economic investment to our city. I'm also proud to say that this initiative has given us inspiration inside of City Hall. Just this year, the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department launched an initiative at Thurrell High School to train students to become firefighters. Upon graduation, these students will be immediately eligible for full-time employment as firefighters in the city of Atlanta. We look forward to expanding this program to all of our Atlanta high schools. In the spirit of One Atlanta, we remain committed to fulfilling the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by helping our brothers and sisters in need. As Atlanta's international connectivity grows, challenges such as human trafficking continue to present themselves. Last year, we appointed a senior fellow to develop and implement a comprehensive blueprint to end human trafficking in our city. We have adopted proactive strategies and, working with our community partner Wellspring Living, created a training program allowing human trafficking survivors opportunities for employment with the city of Atlanta. We've also trained our first responders and more than 10,000 volunteers on ways to recognize and report suspected human trafficking. As we build awareness about human trafficking, we will continue to help victims break free from this form of modern day slavery. Atlanta is also proud to be a welcoming city and a city of second chances. And partnering with the state, our PAT3 reentry program trains eligible nonviolent adult offenders for jobs during the last 18 months of their sentences. Upon release, these men, all fathers with children, are transitioned into full-time employment with the city of Atlanta with full health benefits. Let me give you two recent examples of how this program works. Sean Harris is 30 years old. While serving out a reduced 5-year sentence for a drug offense, Mr. Harris received training and employment as a water service worker in the Department of Watershed Management. He now uses the earnings from that job to care for himself and his 7-year-old son, MJ. Another example is Tommy Vons. Mr. Vons has been working for Watershed while serving the remainder of his sentence. He's now saved enough money to secure a lease on a house for his family of 5 children, a house they will move into when he is officially released from custody just 2 days from now. Mr. Harris and Mr. Vons are here with us today, and I ask that they stand so that they can be recognized. Also joining us today are officials from Boston who are working with our corrections and watershed departments in researching this innovative program for replication in their community. Welcome to Atlanta. And in case what you're wondering what's on my shirt today, in celebration of Women's History Month, it reads, "She believed she could, and so she did." While I claim this as a personal mantra, it truly speaks to the spirit of One Atlanta. In the words of Benjamin E. Mays, "Not failure, but low aim is sin." In the spirit of Lenny King, we believe that small movements can change the world. In the deeds of Rosalind Carter, we believe in being a voice for the voiceless. In the memory of Ivory Lee Young Jr., we believe in fighting for our neighborhoods. In In the tradition of Ivan Allen, who testified before Congress in support of equal rights, we believe Southern mayors can inspire a nation. In the example of Carolyn Long Banks, who is here with us today, we believe that if there must be a first, then why not it be us? In tribute to my aunt Ruby Doris Smith Robinson, we believe that our courage is our birthright. In the dream of Maynard Jackson, we believe Atlanta will continue to soar. And in the belief of One Atlanta, we will continue to work to build a more affordable, a more resilient, and a more equitable city. Atlanta, I believe we can, and so we will. The best is yet to come. Thank you, and God bless you all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.